Hello, welcome everybody. The chapter number 6, and the chapter number 6 is about artificial intelligence in financial services. Concepts, use cases and concerns, this we will elaborate in detail about AI in financial services. So let us begin. So adoption by the financial sector of technological advances such as big data, cloud computing, coupled with expansion of digital economy made the effective deployment of AI and ML system possible. Artificial intelligence, machine learning systems are reshaping the customer experience, including communication with financial services provider, like we understood in the previous chapters about chatbots, investing, I can get a virtual advice through robot advisors, robotics, borrowing, if I want to borrow, everything can be done online without any human intervention, about mortgage underwriting, identification verification, where we have little bit seen about image recognition in the past chapters. So AI and machine learning systems are providing cost savings by automating the process, usually predictive analytics for better product offerings. Artificial intelligence and machine learning systems provide central banks and oversight authorities with new tools to improve systematic risk surveillance and strengthen the oversight. So they can give lot of these inputs to everybody, to the provider, to the regulator, to the customers. Even during COVID-19 pandemic has further increased the uses or effectivity of AI adoption in the financial structure, with growth areas being customer relationship and risk management. Lenders and banks are exploring ways to leverage their experience of using AI ML to handle high volume of loan applications, underwriting process, fraud detections. Supervisors relying on off-site intensive supervision activities during pandemic are more likely to further explore AI and ML supported tools. The rapid progress of artificial intelligence development could deepen the digital divide between advanced and developed economies. So let us further see the capabilities being explored by financial institutions, their utility of AI and ML in forecasting. These financial sector, they forecast areas such as credit risk scoring, credit rating, economic and financial variables forecasting, market forecast, risk management, and so on. So a better usage of AI can help this financial sector to predict lot of things accurately. So forecasting, natural language processing, NLP coupled with deep learning is used in chatbots, contract reviewing and report generation, etc. Image recognition used by FIs and fintech companies to assist with anti-money laundering or combating of financial terrorism activities. For example, identification and verification of customer for customer due diligence process. They're choosing the right customer. There is no involvement of money laundering. That can be done through image recognition. So AI can help this financial sector. Anomaly detection. Some anomalies can be detected. So classification algorithms can be applied to detect anomalous data to identify inside trading, credit card and insurance fraud detection, and about money laundering and combating of financial terrorism. So driving factors for using AI in financial sector, the supply side factors, technological and financial, vast improvements in computing power owing to faster processor speeds, lower hardware cost including availability of cheaper storage. These are the factors which are driving uses of AI in financial sector. Better access to computing power via cloud services. Availability of data through targeted database softwares and algorithms. Rapid growth of database due to rapid digitalization and adoption of web-based services. In addition to the above technological factors, the financial sectors include availability of infrastructure and data to apply new techniques in various functions offered by financial services. So these are things driving financial sector into AI. The demand side, we are just now seen about the supply side. The demand size is driven by three factors. Of course, profitability, competition, regulation. So profitability factor include potential for improving the operational efficiency, cost reduction, revenue increase, revenue gain, improved risk management, all contributing basically for better profitability of these financial sectors. So AI can help, is helping them into that. Competitive priorities for adopting AI in the industry include client process optimization, enhanced decision making, developing a new product and service to offer to the clients. So you will be more competitive as compared to your peers. So AI can certainly add into that. There is also demand due to regulatory compliance, so regulation, an area of concern we have already seen in various sectors which we have covered before. So these factors also apply to the supply side. So factors include new regulation have increased the need for efficient regulatory compliance, more requirement as per the regulations. So financial institutions are seeking cost-effective means of complying with regulatory requirements such as prudential regulations, data reporting, best execution of trades, and rules on AML and CFT. These are the demand side of AI. Correspondingly, supervisory agencies are faced with responsibility for evaluating larger, more complex and fast-growing data sets, necessitating for more powerful analytic tools to better monitor the financial sector. So their role is basically to assess better risk. So supervisory agencies too. So factors impacting future adoption of financial applications of AI and ML. So continued growth in number of data source and the timelessness of access to data. Growth in data repositories, data granularity, data types, data quality. Continued improvement in hardware enabling faster and more powerful artificial intelligence. Development in artificial intelligence machine learning software as a service include open source libraries and continued information. So the above developments could enable cheaper and broader access of AI tools that are increasingly powerful, making more sophisticated real-time insights possible on larger data sets, such as real-time database of online user behavior or Internet of Things sensor located around the world. So legal framework for relevant data will likely also impact the adoption of artificial intelligence and machine learning tools. Breaches of personal data or use of data that are not in the interest of consumer may be expected to lead to data protection legislation. In addition, the development of new data standards, new data reporting requirements, or other institutional changes in the financial services can impact the adoption of AI and machine learning in specific markets. So artificial intelligence in the financial sector, they can facilitate enhanced capacity to predict economic trends, financial risk events, reshape the financial markets. Financial sector look forward into this. It will help to improve the risk management and compliance regulatory requirement. This will strengthen the oversight, controlling risk, adequacy of capital, liquidity, recovery, resolution plans, etc. New tool for central banks to facilitate monetary and macro prudential functions. They are uses of artificial intelligence in financial sector and helping them. Forecasting macroeconomic and financial variables, anything at the macro level, forecasting it before it happens. So AI can help the financial sector. Meet customer demand. They are interpreting the data of customers. So what basically customer in the future looking at, that can be fulfilled. Provide payment facility and monitor business conditions. By using artificial intelligence, NLP, unstructured data, for example, email texts can be brought into the forecasting process. So natural language processing can interpret the data properly. However, the use of non-traditional data in financial forecasting raises several concerns, including governing legal and regulatory framework, ethical and privacy implication, data quality in terms of cleanliness, accuracy, relevancy, and potential biases. So four areas of artificial intelligence uses cases in financial services sector. Number one, customer focused or front office uses. It's more related to when your customer is approaching at the front office level. Credit scoring, I think we have covered in the previous chapter, because this is very, very important in a financial sector, is about the credibility of the borrower, the credibility of the consumer over here or client over here. So credit scoring can be properly managed by AI. Insurance, client facing chatbots, these are the areas of AI use cases in financial sector. Operation focused on back office usages like capital optimization, investment management, properly giving proper investment advice, how they are able to optimize their capital, which will help them to operationalize better. Credit underwriting, this is something related with credit scoring. Is your underwriting is right about the borrower? So credit underwriting, if that is effective, good quality, then the chances of default will be less. So this is at the back office, AI can help. And also financial market can use it through trading. Lot of algorithms are being designed for better effective trading. Portfolio management, full portfolio to be managed. Risk management, market impact assessment, if market something happen, how is going to impact different portfolios. So AI can give lot of good productive output, or we can predict something and we can manage all these things properly. RegTech and SuperTech uses regulatory compliance, it's about RegTech we call, or even supervision. Customer focused uses credit scoring applications. So machine learning based credit scoring tools are designed to speed up the lending decision, because they are very quickly, they are able to analyze or recognize the credibility of the borrower. So quick decision will be taken and loan application will be processed much faster. So while also taking care of the risk factor, so limiting the incremental risk. Traditionally, credit scoring models use limited amount of structured payment history data as a basis and use tools such as regression, decision tree, and statistical analysis to generate a credit score. So increasing uses of additional unstructured and semi-structured data sources like social media, mobile phone, and text messages to capture more nuanced view of credit worthiness and improve rating accuracy of loans. So all this will give me more accurate picture about the credit worthiness of the borrower. Analysis of unstructured, semi-structured data using machine learning algorithms. Enable assessment of qualitative factor such as consumption behavior and willingness to pay. This will all help me in better credit rating. The ability to leverage additional data on such measure allow for greater faster and cheaper augmentation. However, the use of personal data raises issue of data privacy and data protection. So, use of machine learning tools in credit scoring may help enable greater access to credit, quick access to credit, right access to credit. And financial sector will be certainly a key beneficiary of this. Traditional credit scoring model build credit history based on sufficient amount of information to be considered scorable. In the absence of this information, a credit score cannot be generated and potential credit worthy new borrower is often unable to obtain credit. Because to get credit or to know about the credit history, the past credit of credit profile of the person is judged. If there is a person who has got no past credit history, very difficult to then make a judgment. However, whether the machine learning based credit scoring model outperform the traditional model remain to be established, but certainly looks like little better as compared to the traditional way of analyzing the credit history. So, advantage of using artificial intelligence in credit scoring, AI allows massive amount of data to be analyzed very quickly. Now, this is data is available. It was very difficult to analyze manually, but AI can do the same very quickly. And why this data to be analyzed? To get a better outcome, to get better understanding about the credibility or credit worthiness of the borrower. So credit scoring policies that can handle a broad range of credit inputs, lowering the cost of assessing credit risk for certain individuals. Certainly, if I get the right quality information, the risk of the financial sector, the risk of the person who is going to provide loan is going to be reduced. So it will certainly lower the cost of assessing credit risk for certain individuals. Increasing number of individuals for whom credit risk can be measured by analyzing alternative indicators of likelihood to repay. For example, assessing non-credit bill payments of the customers, such as timely payment of cell phone or utility bills. If done earlier rightly, then of course speaks a lot about the credit worthiness of the customer. In combination with other data to generate credit score for individuals with no credit history and thereby increasing the likelihood of their receiving a loan or a credit card. Disadvantages, just now we have covered about the advantages. Now let us understand the disadvantages of using artificial intelligence in credit scoring. Use of complex machine learning algorithms could result in lack of transparency to consumer due to issues relating to explainability of these machine learning algorithms. We have already discussed that this is something like a black box, very difficult to explain, but further improvement is helping us to get the right kind of an explanation why this decision is being taken. The use of alternative data source such as online behavior or non-traditional financial information could introduce bias into the credit decision. So these are some of the disadvantages of AI and credit scoring. Machine learning tools can yield combination of borrower characteristics that predict race or gender discrimination, factors that fair lending laws prohibit considering in many jurisdictions. Machine learning algorithms might rate a borrower from an ethnic minority at higher risk for default because similar borrowers have traditionally been given less favorable loan conditions. So this can discriminate. This is an area of concern of ML and AI and which are being looked into. So these are some of the disadvantages. I think we have covered in the banking sector too, the same thing. So availability of historical data across a range of borrowers and loan products is a key performance of AI tools. Availability, quality, reliability of data on borrower product performance across wide range of financial circumstances is also key to the performance of AI based risk models. So the lack of data on new AI and ML models and the lack of information about the performance of this model in a variety of financial cycles remains an area of concern. It's a real some of the disadvantages of AI in financial sector or credit scoring. So front office usage, pricing, marketing, managing insurance policies. So let us understand this. So analysis of data for pricing forms the core of insurance business, because insurance business is basically a transfer of risk from the insurer to the company. If suppose I want to pass on my risk, I will pass on my risk to the insurance company. So they have to price it, what kind of a premium they are going to charge me. So this analysis of data for pricing forms a core insurance business. So InsurTech therefore often relies on analysis of this big data. Technological applications are used to improve the underwriting process, choosing the right candidate. Assist agents in sorting through vast data sets to identify cases that pose higher risk, adverse selection to be minimized or to be avoided, potentially reducing claims and improving profitability. Insurance is all about a good underwriting, a quality underwriting, a good right selection. If that can be done through AI, then this can speak a lot about the business of the insurance company or even their profitability. Some insurers actively use machine learning to improve the pricing or marketing of insurance products by incorporating real-time, highly granular data such as online shopping behavior or telemetric data, sensors in connected devices such as car odometers to understand about more risk. So artificial intelligence and machine learning application are substantially augment some insurance sector function such as underwriting and claims and processing. We'll discuss in detail about insurance in the coming, but of course financial insurance is a part of the financial sector. So AI and ML helps them in this sector too. Large commercial underwriting and life and disability underwriting can be augmented by NLP based AI systems, which learn from training sets of past claims to highlight key consideration for human decision makers. Machine learning tools can be used to determine the repair cost and automatically categorize the severity of vehicle accident damage. So this all data is available, and the AI and the ML can interpret it in a much, much more effective way. So artificial intelligence may help reduce claim processing times. Claim processing time will be reduced, claim ratios can be increased, right claims are given to the right people, and of course this will reduce your operational cost and ultimately will increase your profitability. So while the use of artificial intelligence and machine learning has the potential to produce more accurate pricing, better risk assessment for insurance companies, because insurance is all about risk management. Insurance is all about risk management. So if we're able to assess risk properly through AI and ML, and then certainly you're doing a kind of a right good business. There may be consumer protection concerns that stem from the potential data errors or the exclusion of some group or biases. So front office use client-facing chatbots. Chatbots are basically virtual human beings, virtual assistants that help customer transact or solve their problems. Chatbot use NLP to interact with clients in natural language by text or voice, and use machine learning algorithms to improve over time. So it's virtually you are dealing or basically interacting with a human being in their respective language, and they can assist you, give you. This is what is basically the front of the requirement, and AI can help in developing better chatbots, better effective chatbots, I'll say. So chatbots are being introduced by a range of financial services firms, often in the mobile apps, social media, or the web. The increasing use of chatbots is correlated with increased use of messaging applications. Chatbots not only assist customers in making financial decisions, financial institutions can gain information about customers. They can understand more about customers based on interactions with the chatbots. What they are basically asking chatbots, it gives us a good input, good insight, what customers are looking into. And the financial sector, the financial institution can take help of that in designing various things. The insurance industry has also explored the use of chatbots. It's available on every, whether it's insurance, banking, financial sector, NBFCs. Virtually, it's like a human being you are talking to. So operational focused, even in the back office, how this can be done. So capital optimization or profit maximization heavily relies on mathematical approaches. So artificial intelligence tools are built on computing capabilities, big data and mathematical concept optimization to increase efficiency, accuracy, and speed of capital optimization. So it is certainly going to add to the value. So capital optimization is being done to optimize the risk-weighted assets. Executing pairs of offsetting derivative trades. Executing offsetting strategies with the same dealer. Novating trades from one dealer portfolio to another. So capital optimization. Advances in investment management when it comes to AI and machine learning are changing investment management industry by a lot, introducing new market participants. For example, product customization, new products, new can be developed. Improving client interface through chatbots, they will be able to interact much effectively. Better analytics, better able to analyze decision-making method. This all help in basically into investment management. High frequency algorithm trading and more efficient market price formation. Personal and targeted investment advice. AI and ML taking bulk of investment management for responsibility, which was earlier done by humans. Now AI and these algorithms are taking, I say replacing them. So customized investment portfolios based on AI ML targeted customer experiences. And they are much better because in investment, the human emotion, the human biases, they certainly sometimes impact. Whereas when it comes to AI and machine learning, the impact of human, the role of human is almost negligible. So this can help in the investment management. So development of new return on investment strategies through the use of AI ML instead of established strategies, new strategies from the data point they get. So it's all into investment management. Back office, when it comes to underwriting, how AI can help. So AI can predict models, can help process credit scoring, better credit person, enhancing lender's ability to calculate default and prepayment risk, right selection, I'll say. Artificial intelligence and a machine learning model reduce lender losses on delinquent customers as their default prediction is more accurate. They are able to predict, they are able to select adverse selection, which I've highlighted so often. It's all basically helping the lenders or financial sector, financial institution for a quick, better underwriting, credit underwriting. So artificial intelligence, machine learning, assisted underwriting process enable generating credit score for clients who may not have a his client credit history. AI has the potential to be used in commercial lending decision for risk quantification of commercial buyers, big borrowers. However, using and assessing AI and ML in credit underwriting require robust validation and monitoring process. This is also a need. Back office, when it comes to underwriting operational use cases, this model introduced new challenges and potential risk. The use of artificial intelligence model in investment and banking depends on the availability of large volume of good quality data in time. The storage and usage of sensitive data sets raises concern of data privacy and cybersecurity. Explanatory of artificial intelligence and machine learning based decision is an important issue because of the underlying causality of correlations is unknown. So since this model performance is dependent upon the training data, they may perform poorly in the event of a major or sudden movement in the input data, resulting in the breakdown of established correlation. For example, in the response to a crisis, because in a crisis, something new has happened. So this is a hindrance. Artificial intelligence, machine learning tools are used even in portfolio management. They are able to identify new signals on price movements of various time horizons to generate higher and uncorrelated returns and to make more effective use of vast amount of data. Asset managers who manage our portfolios, they use machine learning most extensively because they have so much of data to interpret. It's not possible humanly. So machine learning can help extensively by systematic funds, quants, most of which are hedge funds. Effective use of AI and ML requires both traders and quants to have a good oversight and understanding of the tools. Specialist firms use machine learning tools to gain insight from the vast volume of news and market research available. So it's very, very important when it comes to investment management, inventory, portfolio management, because you have to predict about the future. Investment portfolio is all about future. So what the past data we have is be able to get some insight, something from that past data and predict a future. And if we are right in our prediction, then so much of gains can be made. So AI and ML are helping us asset managers to take right decisions, the more confident decisions, more big decisions involving large amount of money. So one general issue is that useful trading signals derived from AI and ML may follow a decay function over time as the data are more widely used and hence become less valuable for gaining an edge over other investors. Because everybody has the assets, so it becomes less novelty is there.